Because of our limited time, sometimes we struggle between ministering and ministering in prayer and the gifts of the Spirit and ministering the Word. And that's why sometimes we pray generally. But we have been receiving, and we want to thank those of you who have been writing to us and telling us about some of the good news that have been happening in your lives, and about the healings that have taken place in your life. And we praise God for what is happening in your bodies. And some of you were just healed even while you were sitting in the presence of God. Amen. We have in our church a sister who was sort of had some leg condition and problems from birth when she was born. And she has been sitting in the ministry of the Word for years and years, and started coming to the church a couple of years ago. And recently she had a fall, and when the doctors examined her, and she had a deformed leg, and when doctors examined her, where her legs was about several inches shorter than the other, and it's not a simple condition, it's a very complex condition. It's not a kind of condition that you could sit the person down and just pray for the legs to be stretched out. It's a deformity from birth. And so recently when she had the x-ray taken of the legs, the doctors said that you don't need these kind of special shoes anymore. And says, why? Says, your leg is now only a quarter of an inch difference. And and she was all the time wearing those special shoes, and it made her even more uncomfortable. The fact was that she was healed, and the Lord was healing her, and she didn't know it. Only when she had a fall, she had to go for an x-ray, and the doctors found that out. And we received news of, we had in our church over the past year, miracles of birth of about three babies that were born. And about 2 weeks ago, we had her come and testify on the Sunday morning. And the doctors had given up. There's an operation on the womb, and it was impossible for her to give birth. But she gave birth, and two Sundays ago, we dedicated a child to God. And there have been some recent birth miracles in womb that we have heard recently. Some of you have risen to us. We want to praise God for that. Let's just say Jesus. Let's all say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're alive.
Alive.
Yeah, you work wonders in our midst. Isn't it wonderful to serve the living God?
Yes.
Praise God. So there are lots of miracles that will happen and keep happening. And we have strange things happening. There was this cleaner lady who used to clean our house about 6 years back. And we haven't seen her for about 4 years. But somehow through one of the church members whom she was cleaning her house, she came into contact with us. And her child was diagnosed with cancer. And they need an operation, and there was another child with symptoms, and she just didn't know where to go. And of course, from our church, we did what we can. We sent her for as much medical treatment as she needed, and but they could not help any further. It reached a point, and she was desperate. And a very strange thing happened. About this, it started happening about towards the beginning of this year. When she said they didn't understand English, and they just speak dialect, they were desperate and say, can you come on a Sunday where we could pray for you so that you could exercise some faith in coming? And so when we said Sunday, we thought Sunday service. But she thought Sunday, just come to the house. So after a long Sunday service, and at night when we were there, and usually at night I just go for a walk before I go out, there was this elderly lady in her 60s on a little motorbike. The granny, pop, 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 and goes back to the front door and knocks. And I know it was illegal, but understand that they are living in a very poor area, and that was their only means of transport, and couldn't afford anything else. And there was this, it was so dangerous. In fact, I advised them not to do that. There was these two little children clinging to the granny at the back. And so they knock on the house door and say, "What do they want?" Didn't recognize them at all. And so they said, "Oh, we came for prayer." "Prayer? You say Sunday." I said, "Oh my, this is about 8 p.m. And so I said, "Well, welcome, welcome, come in." And we prayed and gives a few gifts to the children and send them off. And I thought that was it. Are you going to see the miracle of God? The next Sunday, there was this knock again. Pop, 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 pop. And there she was again. I look out, and there she was. I said, "What are you doing here?" "You say come on Sunday." "So we have come on Sunday to pray." I said, "We prayed for you last Sunday." "Yes, we have come again." And so we prayed for her, and so she left, and you know, blessed the little children with a little bit of money, and we thought that was over. You know the rest of the story. The next Sunday she came again. Sunday night, here comes the granny. Pop, 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 pop. And there were these two little cute little children, and they were there hanging to the granny. And then they knocked, there they were for prayer all over again. And we asked, "How is she?" And she's fine now. And the other child who has skin disease, it has been healed. And it says, well, praise God. And for the first time, now they were not believers at all in Jesus. They did not believe in Jesus. But it's okay to pray for them. And from her mouth, she said, "Kam sia chu. Thank you, Jesus." I'm not sure whether she has come to a saving knowledge of Jesus, but she acknowledged that Jesus was doing something. And so the only time she didn't come on Sunday was when we were away ministering in New Zealand. Yesterday night. At 7:30, there was this motorbike coming down the road. Tap, 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 tap. Say, "What do you want?" Then she came again. Sunday prayer day. So we prayed for her. And he said, "How is she?" "She's perfectly fine and she does not need an operation now." "Why did she want prayer?" "She just loves to pray now." I said, "Dear Lord, is she going to do this until Jesus comes? Or until I move? Should I give her my address, Lord?" But I enjoy it. But it's so wonderful to see this childlike faith of these simple people who are hardly educated, but all they believe is that there is help somewhere in God. And this kind of faith is almost like the kind of faith that woman showed in the Bible. Remember the woman, the persistent woman, who the disciples tried to chase and she just keep coming back, or like the persistent widow. And I'm expecting to see her the next Sunday night. And she must have come when I was away, because last night she said, "Oh, you went for 2 weeks, right?" I'm praying for the family that they will come to saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle that we can have is to be born again. But it helps to be healed too, so that we can read God's word and live the abundant life that God has for us. But it's so wonderful. It touched my heart very much. I was not disturbed at all. In fact, I'm touched by such simple faith. And my son, little son, laughs every time she sees the granny on the motorbike. Turns around, "Granny on the motorbike is here again." Right. Praise God. But I'm glad that they are healed, and I'm glad to hear that their conditions have improved and she's beginning to thank the Lord. And here as we look at the Bible, and I shared that to encourage some of you here who are believing God for your miracles. Sometimes God is already working in your life and you don't realize it. You just have to keep your faith up and keep your hope strong. And know that where everything else fails, God never fails. So whatever you're believing God for tonight, hold fast to that which God has given to you, which God has spoken to your life, which God has promised. And although sometimes it may take time, but eventually He comes through. Hallelujah. The epistle of 1 Peter tonight. We have taught on the pastoral epistles of the Apostle Paul, and we are now handling the general epistles. There are 7 general epistles. And we have mentioned that the pastoral epistles, they are the 7 church epistles by Paul. Then there are the pastoral epistles by the Apostle Paul. And then there are the general epistles by people like Peter, James, and John, and Jude. And we have said that the church epistles contain truths relevant to church life and church ministry. And we have done a thorough study of that. And when we were in the pastoral epistles, we shared about how each pastoral epistle contains secrets of success in the ministry. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. And then when we look at the general epistles, we have said that the general epistles contain secrets of the Christian life. And they are relevant to the different aspects of our Christian life. Christian life is one area, ministry life is another, church life is another compartment and department. So as we look at 1 Peter, understand the overall flow in the general epistle, that these are truths relevant to the individual Christian life for success and victory in our Christian life. We have, in the book of James, covered how wisdom and tongue is an important aspect of development in our life. As we look at the book of 1 Peter, an immediate reading through of these 5 chapters tells us that there is a theme of trial and suffering. You pick it up from chapter 1 as he introduces this epistle. He says in verse 6, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." And that theme of suffering and trials run right through this entire epistle. Let's just pick up some more scriptures so that we could lay a theme on this epistle. In chapter 4, the word trial is mentioned again. And this time, he qualifies it with an adjective, fiery trial, in verse 12. Beloved, chapter 4 verse 12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." And there are other places where the other word is suffering. And it's the word suffering that is related to the word trial. In chapter 3, let's look at chapter 3. Verse 18. "For Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." In chapter 2, we also have the theme of suffering in verse 21. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps." In other words, we will partake of suffering in the Lord. Now in chapter 3, verse 14. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled.